Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's been a long week. We should have Dr. Arlene Stan coming on soon. But good morning, it's July already, July the 2nd, 2015. It's already July. July is in the making. Congratulations, you made it through June. Hopefully you can hear me okay. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Good morning, everybody. Congratulations again. You made it through June. Hopefully you're having an awesome summer vacation. Hopefully you're not working too hard with the kids or whatever you're doing, cooking, cleaning, or your extra income. I know a lot of people today, they need extra income. If you are, email me, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, J-A-I-M-E-S, journal@gmail.com. Let me know, hey, I'm looking for some extra income. But today, we are going to talk about a topic, I believe for the next couple of weeks. And it's going to be a little controversy, but we're going to talk about it because so many people don't understand that they're being affected by it. But hold that thought. Get your journals out. Get your pens. Get your papers. And I'm going to see if Dr. Arlene Spann is on the line so we can get started for the next 20 minutes. Come on. That's all you're saying. Are you there?
I am here. I am here. It's like, okay, I can hear her. She's trying to figure out, what do I do? How do I push these buttons? What am I doing this morning? Oh, I am here alive and well, ready. Hey, you know, I always have to get the forecast. And over here, we have like a little dreary, it's kind of dreary day. The sun is trying to make its way through, but, you know, the clouds are kind of holding it back. So there's like a little battle going on here in Maryland between the clouds. And
over here too. I woke up actually last night. I was walking out of my class, and there was a little bit of a beautiful sunset. Speaking of the forecast, and then early this morning it was a little bit sunny. And then the clouds just drove in. I was like, oh, boy, looks like it's going to rain. And then it just looks cloudy. It just looks cloudy. It's just cloudy. It's a cloudy day. But they did say showers, you know, because they've been saying showers for the last couple of days. But that's okay because, you know, we're striving to get this thing done today. And make sure we do it right. Make sure we do it right. But this morning, I already asked you, ladies and gentlemen, to get your journals out. Share this on your Facebook page. Tell somebody, hey, I'm listening to Jamie's Journal, and we're about to get started. We're about to get started. This is going to be a health month, and maybe next month as well, because there's so much. There's so much information out there with the things that we're going through. We don't realize that, well, we can soak up some of this information and not only soak it up, but take action. And I hear echo. I hear myself echoing.
Uh-oh.
But...
I'm on a landline. I'm on a landline
this
morning.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. But we're going to talk about health because it's so important. So vitally. And see, here's the thing. I was like I was saying, I believe Monday, we were talking about this thing with positive, negative, and health, and, you know, we're always the people that are either doing real well or doing real horrible, you know, and we don't want to get to the horrible place that we are, we want to be well, we want to be striving, we want to be positive anywhere and everywhere we go, and we want to be doing things to the best of our ability. Because if we do things to the best of our ability, well, then we don't need the extra help. You know, if I'm doing extremely well on this side, you know, and Arlene's doing well on that side, I'm going to say, well, Arlene, do you need any help? You know, you know, but if Arlene's doing very, very weak on that side, then, you know, I will offer that extra hand. But we have to learn how to, in health, to take responsibility. If we don't take responsibility, then we shouldn't tell nobody but ourselves that it's not okay. You know, we eat the donuts and we drink the sugar coffee and we eat the, you know, we may eat a donut or something for the day, or we may say, oh, well, I'm hungry, but I'm not going to eat, you know, till later, or we may just be running out the door and we may say, oh, well, I'll just take one of my pills and do the rest later and forget. We got to do a better job at keeping ourselves together and healthy. Excuse me. But excuse me again. Those were those tomatoes I ate this morning. But we gotta just do a better job. I mean, I am my own self. I told you last time that I was eating blueberries in the morning, and I'm continuing to eat blueberries every single morning, at least a handful. It's not, you know, a whole, you know, two bowls full. It's just a handful. You know, we have to get better at the sugars that we eat every day. And we're going to get more into this tomorrow too. So, Arlene, what do you think about this topic on health this month?
You know, we can talk, you know, you've heard it said over and over again, your health is your wealth. So health is one of those things that we can talk about over and over and over again. It never gets old. Like I said earlier, having already gone to the homegoing service for my first sibling to go home to be with the Lord, my brother, my oldest brother, it makes you look at your health in a different light. It makes you think about, what am I consuming? What am I putting in my body? What am I doing to myself? What has the country in itself, as far as food is concerned, given me that they deem is food, but my body is saying, no, really it's not food for you. So it makes me think a little bit differently now. Jamie, I know earlier you talked a little bit about marketing in one of the shows, and it makes me think about, what are we marketing as food? What are we marketing as things that are good for health? Just what are we doing? So it causes me to ask questions. And so that's where I am right now. I'm in the questioning state of, what do we call food? What do we consider good health? Do we listen? And do we look at those things that have been proven? And that's the key, the things that have been proven to help us. Do we shun those? Because, and I'm thinking, for example, I've had family members and friends to say, when they've seen me eating a healthier lifestyle, I've heard them say, well, I'm not going to eat rabbit food. That's one of the things I've heard them say, but it has been proven that that form of food is better for you. Even though it's proven, it does not mean that everyone embraces it. So if I would have our listening audience to write anything down, to journal as a thought, what are you eating that you call food that maybe your body is actually saying to you, I know you're consuming me, I know you're putting it in me, but I don't consider this food. This is no energy for me. This is doing more harm to me than good. This is your body talking to you. Think about it. Journal. What did you have for breakfast yesterday? What did you have for lunch? Even if it wasn't breakfast or lunch, what did you consume? What pills did you have to take to correct certain things in your body? Think about everything that you put inside of your body on yesterday. And not only that, think about what did you put on your body. That's just a whole nother topic. But just journal and ask yourself, what is your body saying to you about what you're doing to it? Back to you, Jamie.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot. And I don't think, to answer some of your questions, I don't think we do listen. I don't think we do listen. I was in a class recently, about 15, 20 people in a class for the last couple of weeks, and it wasn't enough information. It was only 3 weeks, and it was like a two-hour class. Two hours. Okay, so I come from this long day watching kids, and then I have to go sit in a two-hour class. So, and no breaks. One lady gave us a break, but it was only like 5 minutes. But, you know, it just comes to show you, like, we don't listen. We don't think. That's what I'm saying. We don't think enough. You know, we're so busy running to the job, running to the kids, running. We don't think. Before I even step out my door, I make sure I have water or I have my healthy coffee in my hand. And I'm about to blow your mind for a second.
Woo-hoo.
There is 2.6 cups of coffee coming from Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, and Wawa. 2.6 billion cups of coffee. Now, do you think people listen? Do you think people listen? I don't have the money, but I'm going to go to Starbucks and order me a $10 cup of coffee. I don't have the money, but I'm going to go to Dunkin' Donuts and get a full meal. That's not good for me. I really, really don't have the money, but I'm going to go to Wawa every day and spend about $10 for a meal instead of going into your fridge, going to the store, and eating more healthy. Do you think people listen? You know, 2.6 billion cups of coffee a day. Not a week, not a month, not a year. A day. A day. And we think, oh, well, yeah, only a certain amount of people listen to me. No. I'm telling you, Arlene, there's people on this show that doubt what I'm saying. Okay, well, look it up. Google it. How many cups of coffee do we drink a day? Google it. Google it believe me. But we do. We don't make the healthier choices. And then we go to the doctor and say, oh, I'm so sick. What am I going to take? Well, here's more medicine. Here's more pills. Here's more this. Here's more that. And then we go back into the hospital about a month or two later and say, oh, I feel horrible. What's going on? It's the pills you're taking. It's the pills you're taking. It's the way you're doing what you're doing. It's the way you're doing what you're doing. It's what you're taking is causing you to feel that way. And then you got to go to work. You got to paint the house. You got to feed the kids. You got to feed the dog. You got to take care of your husband. And you can't do it all. You can't do it all. You just can't. You just can't. And then you wonder why you're so tired at the end of the night, because you're so busy running, doing everything, and you got to take time out for yourself. I don't care if it's a week. I don't care if it's 2 hours a week. Take care of you and say, okay, well, what am I going to eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? That's a start.
That's a start.
I needed to interject. You know, that's one of the biggest, to me, the biggest kind of, not controversy, but what's the word I'm looking for? Concern, because you have people who will say to you, you know, that your breakfast is your important meal of the day and you should eat this and you should do that. Then, as you were speaking earlier concerning coffee, that too is one of those controversial subjects, because you have the people that say, well, this is good for you. Then you have the other people that say, no, it's bad for you. So when we're dealing with anything in health, there's always that two sides to the coin. One's going to say, yes, it is good. The other one's going to say, no, it's not. One's going to say, but I'm going to do what I want to do. The other one is going to say, but if you want better health, you need to do this. So when we're looking at both sides of the coin here, we have to understand that, first of all, people are going to do what people want to do, point blank. So we can be out here and let our voices be heard. We can ask people to journal. We can ask them to do it, all kinds of things. You know, we can ask them. We can share with them. We can ask them to Google. We could do all of this. But the control is in their hands. We can educate. We can try to persuade people to do, you know, to do better. That's our goal. However, we know that it is ultimately the responsibility lies in the hands of the person who is at the other end of the call, who makes it a practice to either say, I'm going to be an advocate for me and want to see myself live a little longer and put the proper things in my body, or ignore everything that we're saying, everything that people are saying in the healthcare field, everything, especially those people who are in the holistic healthcare, that they're saying, just ignore it and continue on with your life, and then see, you know, do you want to be the person that lives pain-free, or the one that lives with taking 15 different pills and aching and you know, can't bend over and can't walk up steps. You choose. You choose which one you want. So we can influence by our lifestyle, by sharing, but know that people will still have their unhealthy lifestyles because that's what they choose. But then there are the others who have the attitude, and once their attitude and their mindset changes, then their behavior begins to change. And when that behavior changes, then they'll see the changes in their health as well. But it's an individual, case-by-case basis. So, and I know that's what you're talking about as you're sharing this morning, Jamie, is to let people know you have a healthier coffee for those who choose to drink coffee. Why not explore that? I'm not a coffee drinker, so I never have been, so that wouldn't be me. I wouldn't be your target market for that. Tea all day long, if it's green tea. But if you love coffee, then you would want to have the better of the two choices, even if yours tastes better. I don't know what they taste like, but, you know, choose the better choices. The better choices, which is better for your cells and your body. Back to you, Jamie.
Right. And I know I sent you some samples, I try and send you samples every couple of months. Just for being on here and being thankful that you're here. But you're right. You're totally right. But it's not just about the coffee, really. It's just about being more healthy and making a healthier choice. You know, coffee and tea is just one area. Coffee and tea is just one location. And maybe we'll talk about it. But I'm just talking about overall health. You know, if you just think, okay, I got to get up and drink my coffee and think about how many things that you're putting into your coffee or tea, well, that's a better choice than, oh, I got to have my cream and sugar. You know, it's just a healthier choice. It's a healthier choice to reach out to me, which people who take action is great, you know. They reach out to me and say, hey, Jamie, I heard about your coffee company. Can you send me some samples? Sure. This is an international business, But I'm not here to, you know, spend a lot of time on my coffee and tea because I drink it every single day in my life. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why I know about coffee is because, you know, there's a difference between Starbucks and the coffee I drink. People have, I don't want to say, you know, oh my God, it's just such a great taste. It is to the people who have that open mind. But to other people, I just want to let you know that I've gotten a lot of help through this company. That's why I'm so passionate about helping people who have health problems. You know, this is a healthier company. But if you don't read up on it and accept it, well, that's on you. You know, me and Arlene is just here to give you some healthy information. All this month, we're just here to give you some healthy information. If you do not want the information, great. Thank you. Pass on to somebody else. But a lot of us are going through these health issues every single month saying, why do I have a headache? Why do I have back pain? Why is my foot hurting? Why is my foot tingling? Why is my finger tingling? Why, when I wake up, is my foot and my finger tingling? Because you're drinking so much sugar, you're eating so much that you don't realize it. You just don't realize it. Can you get up and say, I'm going to go to the ladies' room? Or do you get up and say, oh, I got to get up again? You know, there's a difference between, oh, let me go get, you know, some water, and, oh, my God, I got to drink this water. You know, there's just a difference. There's a difference. And, ladies and gentlemen, we don't want to give you, talk your ears off. We just want to help you make a healthier choice. That's the point. That's the conversation of the day. Do you make a healthier choice in the beginning and then the end of your day? Email us, jamiesjournal@gmail.com. Email Arlene and tell me, do you make a healthier choice? And if you don't, well, that's your choice. That's your choice. Because when you go to the doctor, don't ask the doctor, why are you giving me all these pills? Because you're not taking care of you. If you don't take care of you, guess where you're going to be? Ask the doctors every single month, and I've done it. And thank God this year I don't have to go month after month after month for them to take my iron. Thank God I don't have to do that. I remember going month after month after month, you know, getting my iron checked because my iron was so low. You know, but I had to make that healthier switch and say, wait, why are they checking my iron every month? Am I doing something wrong? And do I need to make a healthier choice? These are just some things that we gotta think about. We're just giving you things to think about. When you get off this call, these are just some things you can think about. And our time's almost up, ladies and gentlemen, but I just wanted to get Tom on here and give you some nuggets of the day because this is real. This is reality. You got to face it. You know, some of us are going through cancer. Some of us are going through diabetes. A lot of people are going through diabetes, and you don't realize that. A lot of us are going through just to go through. Why am I waking up so cloudy? I don't understand why my mind's not clear. Drink some water. Drink some water. You don't have to take a pill every 2 minutes. Drink some water. Drink water. Dr. Arlene Spann, what do you have to say about this?
I have three things to say, and it just spells out the word see. I want you to see this morning. That's what I want you to do, S-E-E-C. What do you mean, Dr. Arlene Spann? I want you to see. I want you to stay positive. And in the process of staying positive, if you need to see or schedule
a checkup with your doctor to see what your numbers are and where you are, then make that a part of your seed today. And as you do that, I want you to eat and eat healthier. Just choose to eat healthier. And after doing all that, I want you to eat once again, as you're seeing. I want you to evaluate and give yourself credit for whatever it is that you're doing right. Give yourself that credit. So see, stay positive, eat healthier, and evaluate where you are. See where you are today. Back to you, Jamie.
And how can we get in touch with you if we want an assessment on just health and your book as well?
My book, Arlene Span Sweats, The Weight Loss. And weight loss, I want you to understand, does not always mean physical. Weight loss could mean mental weights that you're carrying. It could be emotional weights that you're carrying. So some people get it confused when they see that and they only think about their physical body. But Arlene Span Sweats, The Weight Loss Program, can be found on Amazon.com. You certainly may email me at Arlene Span. You may email me at arlenesweats@gmail.com. And the website is arlenespansweats.com. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So we're not here, ladies and gentlemen, to give a lecture. We're just here to help you make a healthier choice. A healthier choice beats going out and spending money on a great meal and have to go to the hospital. And that's embarrassing to me. Once you go into the restaurant, you sit down, you say, oh, I'm going to get some lasagna. And then you got to be carried out in an ambulance talking about, oh, I ate too much. And now I got to be at the hospital for 2-3 days. Make a healthier choice before it gets to that state. That's all I'm saying. Just make a healthier choice. What is your healthy choice today? What is one, jot down one thing that you did that's healthy? And email me, jamiesjournal@gmail.com. But we got to go. I will be on tomorrow. Me and Dr. Arlene Span will be on tomorrow at 10 a.m., 626-696-8566 for tomorrow's show. I'm going to thank you for joining me, and tune in to tomorrow at 10 a.m. on Jamie's Journal. Make a healthier choice today.